News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, right here, WVNN, and this is the biggest show for the afternoons across the northern part of our state. That's right, Right Side Radio, and we're glad of it, and we are excited to have you all in the audience. Right Side Ruffians, we like to call our folks, and that's y'all. Hey, by the way, speaking of Right Side Ruffians, let me tell you about one of our newest team members, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they came on board a couple weeks ago, and just great to have them on. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas, and they're like, I keep saying, they're like one of your one-stop shop for all of your HVAC repairs, gas or electric. And they're open 6 days a week, y'all. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. If you have something go bad in your system on a Friday night, you can call them. They'll be out on a Saturday. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they come out, by the way, and they're not like these folks that are going to upsell you on stuff you don't need, all right? And they'll also give you a free estimate for the work they're going to do. And they're an owner-operated, veteran-owned business, which means a lot anywhere, but especially in this community. James Vandergriff, the guy who owns the company, is a veteran of Afghanistan. Served his country downrange, and now he is serving his community right here with some of the best quality HVAC service and repair you could ask for. Check them out. Call them. Here's their number. You ready? 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right. Hey, listen, let me do this. I'm going to open the phone lines. You can call in anytime, but especially now if you want to. The drive home, 4:37 p.m., 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. You want to comment on anything we've talked about today, call on in. Let me know what you're thinking. I got a few minutes here. I'm trying to decide how far do I go with this because I've got some great stuff on number three of the Triple Dipper called COVID Watch. That's the whole thing. Number three is COVID Watch. And so, you know, part of me just wants to save it all for tomorrow because I got some, and I don't know if I can get to it all here in the next 20 minutes. But let me start with this. I love this. Story off of townhall.com. Townhall.com, Congressman Chip Roy from Texas. I'm a fan of Chip Roy. Chip Roy is a member of the Freedom Caucus. He's one of the more outspoken conservative members of the body. He used to be a staffer for Senator Ted Cruz. He is now a member of Congress of his own right. And he is not afraid, by the way, to say what needs to be said. So here's the deal. You may have seen Washington, D.C.'s vaccine mandates are requiring people, if you're going to an indoor establishment, you have to show proof you had at least one vaccine. In other words, you have to have a vaccine passport with you. They've got mask mandates in place. And he's pretty vocal about this. And he's been vocal against vaccine and mask mandates all along. And he's refusing to partake in it. I mean, these guys are in D.C., right? They're in D.C. and they have to deal with the fact that they're in D.C. So if you're going to go out to eat, you're already there. He's driving all the way to Northern Virginia. He's like, forget this. I'm not doing it. And he reminded the other day on the floor of the House, he reminded Republicans that they should basically say, you know, okay, in his words, you ran on being candidates and being the party of freedom and liberty and limited government. And he said, yet Republicans are going to go ahead and show their vaccination card to go into a restaurant or facility at our nation's capital. He said, I find that to be unacceptably ironic. I will not do it. And so he even resigned his membership in a thing called the Capitol Hill Club, where a lot of Republicans go to meet and have a dinner. He says, I'm not going to do it. He says, the fact is, people think these things are no big deal, and then they become the norm, and then they become acceptable. And then you train a generation of Americans to believe it's acceptable. He said, I do not accept that. I will never accept that. He said, I'm sick and tired of Republicans who don't have the spine to fight it. And he got more firm from there, believe it or not. Here's the final quote from Chip Roy. He said, this is simple. You either believe in freedom or you don't. Put your money where your mouth is. You go around talking about how great it was that your grandfather was, you know, dodging bullets at Normandy and how proud you are of him, and you can't freaking skip a freaking steak dinner at your fundraiser in Washington, D.C. Give me a freaking break. That is Chip Roy from Texas. Yes, folks, there are people like that in Congress. Take heart. They are there. Hey, I got a caller. One of our regular callers calling in right now on line two. Let me go ahead and grab that right now, Kelsey. It's Kirby from Harvest. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams, how you doing today, man?
Oh, I'm staying by the heater and trying to stay warm.
Yeah.
I just wanted to try to just add a little bit of comment here on the things spoken about Joe Biden. And no, he's not my favorite guy, but you got several things weighing in on this situation. It's not just the facility of the man who's he's kind of like the, you know, the presenter, the guy who's getting up trying to present what's been done or what's being thought, and he's not doing a good job there. But what I'll tell you what I take issue with more than how it's presented. You got ideas in this last election that were run that just aren't good ideas. For example, our communication flights to and from China were closed for a long time, and we could stabilize. Opening up flights and contact with China where the disease came from was not a good idea. I don't care who does it. I don't care if Donald Trump had done it. It would have been a bad idea. Trying to get enough money and, like you said, keep people off work and make everybody live off money that's given to them by the government, that's a bad idea. That is really a bad idea, and we could go on and on and on about, I'll tell you another one. Letting people riot and destroy cities and not letting law enforcement deal with them, that's a very, very bad idea. Okay? Yeah. But now, as far as the press conference goes, you know, Donald Trump is in his 70s, and I know some men, you know, can still present things and all really well and speak well at that age, and then some others just can't. My dad led a high school band in Birmingham at a well-known high school downtown, and I mean, I've seen Dad write music by hand. I've seen him draw up the formations for the band for the halftime. But when my dad hit his late 80s and his early 90s, there's no way you could have expected him to do that and do that job reasonable. So that's the only thing I'd say about that part of it.
I tend to agree. I mean, I admire the fact that he stayed on his feet and took the questions for 2 hours. But the question I have is why? I don't think his press corps has to know that he is the president, so he has to get out front. But at the same time, he's horrible. He's got a 40-year history of being very prone to gaffes and being very prone to saying more than was necessary to the point that he makes it worse. And yet they left him out there for 2 hours. I guess he's the boss. I guess he decides when he's done. So it felt like, you know, he was also looking at his watch the whole time, which didn't go over very well. So, yeah, Kirby, good points, man. As always, appreciate you. And you have a great evening, man. All right. That's Kirby from Harvest, one of our regular callers who is usually on point with his stuff. All right. So listen, COVID watch, number 3 on the triple dipper. I'm going to wind up doing more tomorrow. I can just guarantee you. One thing I think is fair to point out though, is that Alabama has played a huge part in the fight against mandates. And by the way, I'm very proud of that. I get mad at our politicians sometimes, and I feel like I've earned the right to get mad at them because I know a lot of them personally, and I served among them for 8 years. But I love them too at the same time. Don't ever mistake me as someone who is, you know, I loathe government. They are all corrupt. No, I will not go down that road because I've been down there and I know it's not true. I heard things being said about me and they weren't true. So all said and done, I get mad at the policies. Well, one of the things I'm not mad at is the fact that the state of Alabama has been doing some good things to fight back against vaccine mandates. Our attorney general has been up front, man. Our Attorney General Steve Marshall has been just kicking it when it comes to fighting vaccine mandates at every level and fighting government overreach in a variety of ways, by the way. Our state legislature, which I thought was way too tepid and quiet for too long about government overreach, did get engaged in thanks in part to Senator Arthur Orr from this listening area. During the special session where the governor didn't want to do anything on COVID, they said, no, we're here, we're doing something anyway. They passed a law that, you know, perhaps it could have been stronger, I get it. But you know what, we're one of the only states in the nation that has a law that requires employers, requires them to offer a means of accommodation to be exempted from a vaccine mandate. I'm just saying. And then one of the other things that's happened is we have people in this state who have stepped up and said, put my name on the list. I will be involved in that. I will go and fight it. Sometimes they were businesses like FabArk. You know, we've had our friend Matt Clark on from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, who filed suit on behalf of a company called FabArk. Tony Pugh owns FabArk. They employ a whole bunch of people, 200-something employees. He decided he was not going to do a mandate. In other words, he didn't say, sorry, employees, I don't know what to tell you. We're going to do the best we can. I hope that you all can get your accommodations. Please submit your paperwork. No. He said, as a company, I am not going to do that to my people. And he filed suit against the Biden administration. That's right. And that's still going fairly well right now. Another one, though, that came to my attention, Yellowhammer News has a story right here. It says that Alabama's Associated Builders and Contractors, that's basically it's the association related to builders and contractors around the state. You know, they lobby on their interests and that kind of stuff. But what you may not be aware of is they were also a part of the recent arguments before the Supreme Court. That's right. Our Alabama Associated Builders and Contractors were a part of the packet of briefs that were considered by the Supreme Court when they went through the process and decided to rule against the Biden administration and put a stay on the enforcement of the OSHA mandate. And I just think that's worth pointing out. I love the fact that our state is in the mix, and I love the fact that, you know, sometimes I get frustrated with things like don't give them a tax break, you know, that's irritating to me. But then I see other things like that, and I go, yep. Yep, we got some good folks doing some good things, and I like it. All right, Kelsey, move us to our final break of the day. We're going to go take this break, folks. Come back and wrap things up. Some of you guys are already in the go-home drive. It is cold outside, so watch the roads. I don't know of any black ice. I don't know of any closures, nothing like that. But what I'm saying is just be careful on the drive home. We'll be right back to wrap up the day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.